Torah Gisir Pashas Azvia, next step from 44b. Torah Zee, come and see. B'shaite Diskansa Sagabi Adam, at the time when she's gathered to Adam, referring to Chava, the first woman. And it's a type of a spiritual archetype for all marriages and husbands and wife for all generations. So at that time, Kutcher Brichu Borachlon, Lonam Basmi, blesses them and receive blesses. Written by Borach Hosem Elkim, Hashem blessed them. How did he bless them? Kachazim Vorach Lakala Mishav Brachas. Like a cantor blesses the bride with seven blessings. So Hashem showered upon them. These seven blessings come from the surrounding lights that are drawn to them through their union. Surrounding lights are seven from the seven spheres of Bina, which surrounds them from the Malchus, which are the root of Adam and Chava. Adam and Eve. Mikan, from here, Elif, and we learn Chosin Rekala, bride and groom, keeping this Baruch and Mishav Brachas. Once they're blessed with seven blessings, they are attached, they cleave as one. Kedugna Leila, in the same way as above. The type of duplicate beneath of what is the way things are above, because the surrounding lights of Bina are drawn to them, and the surrounding light opposites are one, so opposite male and female are one, just as they are above. And that's an awesome thing when it's expressed, this unity below in this world of diversity, just as it is above. Valdor, as it says in Kutimran 2, Torah 2. Valdor, because of this, man da osi is chabrib in 2 at the achra, one who comes to be attached to the wife of someone else, her problem is a vulgar. Behold, he defects the relationship. In other words, since a husband and wife all the time are like one once they're married, so someone else intrudes in that chas v'shalom is causing a separation below, and that causes a separation above. And it's a very big defect, chas v'shalom. Tavioch, as if it were, over trained in Shiris, Leili makes like two dominions above. He energizes the power of idolatry, which seems to say chas v'shalom as if there's multiple deities. That's the unification of the Shekhinah, and it is when the Holy Blessed be here alone. The Zimna Diyu Barachmi, the time when there's mercy, the Zimna Diyu Din, at times in judgment. That's all expression of unification, but if the person chooses Chas V'Shalom because defect in both of these levels, the wrong type of love, the wrong type of judgment, and it's caused a great defect and separation in the world. Tachzi, come and see, Mandim is Chavar Vintu Dachra, one who comes attached the wife of someone else, Kilo Mishaka Bevi Kutcher Bichu V'Nesisrael, as if he falsifies the Holy Blessed Be He and Nesisrael. Now, Dorm, because this Kutcher Bichu Mechapalei, Lo Mechapalei B'Tshuva, the Holy Blessed Be He does not atone for him with repentance. The Tshuva Talia, and repentance causes the sin to hang, Adistolik Mel, until he parts from the world. In other words, he doesn't get a complete atonement, even if he repents, until he dies. And received as it's written, if this sin will be atoned, Lachem, for you, Adus, until you die. Mishai 22. There are certain sins that are not fully cleaned up until death. Be'mosai 1, Mishai Tadol B'tshuva, Ayahoma, a time when he comes in repentance to that world, Isla Yukabu Unsha, and is going to receive a punishment. Try me, there has to go through certain things in order to rectify this, even with the Tshuva. But once he died, that itself was his punishment, and Tshuva can, nothing stands as well, also nothing stands in the way of Tshuva, so he can even fix this up. Well, as Amar said, Mind the Meshach of Israel, falsifies in Hesus Israel, Homer is Kabul Tshuva, will not be received during penance, Ad Yisran Vedinad again, until he is judged in the judgment of hell. Kol Shekain Mind the Meshach of Israel, Kutchabichu. How much more so one who falsifies in Hesus Israel, and all he must be. Because you can how much more, if as if it were, we are adding, as if he troubled, calling blessed be he the mother Dukna, the Mamazer, to make the image of a Mamazer, into the Achra, and the wife of someone else, for Achish Pumi the Malka. It's like, and he denies the image of the king. That's a very big defect. But also, we know the Zohar says nothing stands in the way of Tshuva. He just has to do a lot of tshuva, but maybe he can fix even such a thing up. Kapir Pasach reopened Rama and said, Gozel Avi V'imo, one who steals from his father and his mother. So, in Mishlei 28, figuratively, this means, Avi his father, the Kutcher Bichu, the one blessed be he. Imo, his mother, next Israel, this is Christ's Israel. My Gozel, he steals. The one Grimmins find that it says, Gzela Sa'ani Bebateichem. The theft of the poor in your house, in Shai 3. Mani, who is this? Man Nechamed Itza Achra. One who desires a different woman, the love ihi bazuke, that is not his mate. Tamon Taninan. There we learn Kolan Nenam Olam Azed. Anyone who derives pleasure from this world, Lo Brach, without a blessing, Kiva Gozel Gutcha Brickle Gnes Israel. As if he steals from Hodmas Behi and Gnes Israel, one brachas. The Kseev is written Gozel Aviv Imo. Steals his father and his mother. Kolan Nenam Olam Azed. Anyone who derives pleasure from this world, Klal. In general, Do you into. This is the woman. In other words, she includes all the pleasures of this world. In a general way, in a spiritual route. Man is sabit into the Mahani Mina, one who cleaves to a woman to have pleasure from her. Even though she's single, Mahani Mina derives pleasure from her, below brach, without a blessing. Kilo gozel kuchabikul in Israel, as if he steals from the Mesbihi and Knesset Israel. He's referring to someone who's Mizana, someone who's with a woman without being married to her. So since the time of marriage there's a Meishava Brachas, so that covers their whole lifetime, so it raises up the unification that they have all the time. It raises up the sparks in it and the pleasure they derive from it up above through the Bracha that is made when they get married. But if they have a relationship without the Bracha, so it causes the sparks of pleasure to go down to the other side. That's called like stealing from the worlds above, taking these sparks and giving them to the domain of the other side. My time was the reason begin the Zivugat alone the Shabbat Brachasu, because their unification is with seven blessings. There are these seven lights, seven surrounding lights, which unite them and raise up the sparks up above. And of course, this has to be understood, because we do find the idea of Pilegish, concubine, mentioned the Torah, and the kings, at the very least, were allowed to have them. I mentioned many number of times in the Torah, and such a relationship, there's no bracha, it is permissible. First thing, that in such a relationship, the woman does become yuchad, set aside specifically for this man, so she can't be with anyone else. So it's not the same thing as just this. A one-time thing, there is a connection between them, so through that connection they are elevated to some connection to the divine unity above. Therefore it doesn't go to a sitra achra. It's not as high as unification as to marriage, but it doesn't go to sitra achra the same way as it's just done as a one-time thing. But the thing that Zohar mentions about the bracha needs to be understood how it works in such a case. A mile pnuya kach would have for a single woman, it's like this, it's called like stealing. Man yisdal gimin to the achra, one who cleaves to the wife of someone else, the koim kagavni l'ila, the endurer is an image above. In other words, she and her husband. Zivuga de sheva brachas, an unification of the seven blessings, I'll be speaking about above. Alachas kama kama mshmosa, it's like stealing from above, and it causes chas shalom, the kedusha, to draw to the wrong place. Chavu l'ishmashchis, he's a friend of a destroying person. Do Yeravam, this is referring to Yeravam. The Gemara Moses explained that he propagated idolatry in the world. So a person, Hashem was with another wife, he also energizes spiritually the power of idolatry in the world, and it's a great defect. Romer, in question, he says, no, there's no sin, I do anything wrong. Domar Hopnui, he says, behold, she's single. Amaya, so your wife is forbidden. Begin Da, because of this, goes to love you for Emo. He's stealing his father and his mother. Havi, now Evandel, the Chavu Ishmashkis, was a friend of the destroying person. Manu Ishmashkis, who is a destroying person, Pogim Duke Nedvikuni Leila. Defects the image and rectification of above. Destroys the expression of divine unity. Culture can have much more so man the Chamad into the Chavre, is Davidbo, one who desires the wife of his friend, cleave to her. The Pogim Yosir, that he defects more of Aldom, because this is Pogim Ula Alman. He's eternally defective. Ishmashkis, destroying person, Pogam Leila, he's effective above, Pogam Usati is effective below, Pogam Nashin defects his soul himself. See if it's written Mashris, destroying, destroyer. See if it's written Mashris, Nafshahu Yasana. One destroys the soul, he shall do it. Mishlei 6. The person, be careful of the sin, not to commit adultery in order not to destroy his own self.